of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. That is Masturbators, The Simplest, and Even After Movies, Crushgasm, Men Are the Prize, and Love Is Black. Please check out all of our podcasts for different podcast needs. And Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience. We're a mature podcast that talk about mature things. It's not kid friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you. Have a good day. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Masturbators Presents that I Did Not Make These Podcasts drafts. Podcast Network drafts. Listen, got a truth, and I hope that DJ and Chris don't get in trouble for this, but I might be high. So,
allegedly.
So, again,
I was going to do my podcast, and then I got high.
Right. So this is the I Did Not Make These Podcast Networks draft. We're doing old school cartoons and boy band songs.
That's okay though.
I Did Not Make These Rankings Podcast Network draft. That's what I said.
You didn't say rankings, but it's all right, bro.
Okay. Listen. If you
watch, we know what it is. Everybody knows what it is.
Cut. Take it from the top.
With that being said, obviously Casey wasn't here last week. If you are on his page, you know he's going through some stuff. So, but Casey's here; he's going to give you an update. So, I want to give him the update first. So, Casey, it's on you, buddy.
Thanks for having me back, guys. I definitely in the last week have definitely missed each and every one of you guys. It sucks being in this hospital waiting to get better, but hopefully, we will have some good news tomorrow morning. When I see the doctor, I just had my third surgery in a week this afternoon. So fingers crossed, and hopefully maybe if not next week, definitely the week after, I will be back ready to go for a lot more network shenanigans. So thank you guys for all the well wishes and checking in and having my back. I appreciate it like there's no tomorrow. And just so none of you guys forget, I am the host of An Evening at the Movies, along with my co-host Amanda, where sometime in 2023, we will be eating stale popcorn and drinking watered-down soda.
The lengths he will go to not actually have to do that. Applause, sir. Applause.
Hey. I'm willing to do whatever I have to not have to eat stale popcorn. But I love you guys, and I miss you guys, and I can't wait to be back doing this with you guys each and every week. You never really realize until little things have gone from your life just how much certain things mean. And the network and doing all the shows is definitely a huge part of my life. And I'm going through withdrawals big time, so.
We miss you.
We do miss you, Casey.
Casey. We're waiting for you.
I just met you, Casey, but love you.
I appreciate all the love at this point. It was dicey for a few days and wasn't sure what was going on, but we won't get into all of that on air, but just know that I appreciate all of you guys for being here and giving me the support that I need to help get through this. So I love you guys, and I will let you guys all get back to your draft for tonight. And I'm going to sit here and try and finish the rest of my dinner. And
sure, it's delicious.
I will talk to you guys later. What?
Make sure you listen to us.
If I don't listen live, I will definitely be listening at some point tonight because I slept all day today because I couldn't eat because of surgery.
Okay.
And after midnight last night, it was going to be a long day if I didn't sleep. So I'm guessing I'll probably be up all night long tonight.
Well, listen, Casey, we wish you the best of luck, and listen, we hope they get you here from next week. All right, brother?
See you soon.
All right. Bye.
No shenanigans, and don't let Harvey get away with no BS tonight.
I definitely will try.
Peter Cetera had his own cartoon in the 80s.
I'm picking it. All right. All right. See you,
bye,
Casey.
Bye, Casey.
All right. So let's go on to our other introductions. Harvey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on my show, which is this draft show. Well, another Tuesday. I would just like to let you know, as enjoyable as this is, I was watching the Pornhub documentary on
Netflix.
Hulu or Netflix? On Netflix. And I stopped to come here and draft with you people. So you better fucking appreciate me. Yeah. All right. We were getting into some... No, we weren't getting...
It's actually really good. It was really well done. Mm-hmm. I watched it last night.
But this is going to be fun. I love these subjects. I love cartoons, especially in the 80s, the best decade, which is where the majority of my cartoons are from, as if you wouldn't know.
And mine.
All right. But boy bands, the boy band song. I'm so ready to hear your picks for this. This is going to be fun. I'm specifically interested in hearing from Kendra. I want to hear these picks. I want to hear what you're picking. Otherwise, Harvey, host of Men of the Prize, the podcast, and co-host of Love is Black podcast that I host with the Hot Wife Carice. And I'll tell you where you can find it later, but somebody else should be talking.
Well, it's definitely Kendra. Kendra, how are you, buddy?
Hello. I'm excited too. Boy bands, that's my world. Hello.
World.
She got them all right there. Look at that. Oh,
I gotta get something. I'll be stepping away for a second. Ignore that.
I'm the host of Crushgasm, the podcast all about crushes. And you find everything at crushgasmpodcast.com. But yes, but my number one's right here.
All right. Amanda.
Hello. Happy to be here. Amanda, host of the Sip List. And Kendra, just so you know, I came ready to play specifically against you for these boy band songs. So we're going to see how this goes down.
Sounds hard because I don't like just the singles, man.
I know.
Are you like them album tracks? I see you.
Okay.
For some. Excuse me.
All right, Chris.
All right. I'm Chris. I'm half of the podcast of Today We Laughed and Learned. And actually, my co-host Deb would have loved to be here for the boy bands. So she wrote the list. I'm just filling in for her for the boy bands. I'm the
yay, Deb.
Inside, so.
So Chris was on here before, so she knows how it goes. And I actually feel bad for all of us because she almost won one of the drafts, almost by like 22 minutes. However, though, our newcomer to the draft, DJ Scoop, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, everybody, how's it going? There's a reason they call me DJ Scoop.
That's right.
Raggy? How come everybody wants me to do that one? I am actually the host of the Undiscovered Entrepreneur podcast, where we interview brand new entrepreneurs that are less than a year in their business, so they get a chance to get their word out there without being charged a bunch of money or having to wait 10 or 20 years to get all the way to the end of their adventure before they get some kind of accolades or anything like that. So I give them that opportunity to be on my podcast, get the word out there, figure out who they are and what they represent, and get people to kind of get an idea of what they're into. And then we learn from them. I learn from them. Everybody learns from everybody how to start a brand new entrepreneur adventure. And I'm here for the cartoons, if you couldn't tell.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris and DJ Scoop, for coming on. Cam is running late, or hopefully she'll be here by the old school cartoons, but she won't be here for the first one. However, though, we are going to do boy bands songs first. Now, the draft order is myself, Chris, Kendra, Scoop, Harvey, and Amanda. And then, just like any other draft, it's snake style. So, in the second round, it's Amanda, Harvey, Scoop, Kendra, Chris, and then myself. This is how it goes. Once you pick a song from a boy band, you cannot pick that boy band again. No more songs from there. That's it. All right. So, is everybody ready?
Ready.
Right. Okay. That's all ever be.
First this time, because really Casey's supposed to be first, but he can't go. So I'm first this time, and I don't like the positions at all. I want to be first. I try to trade it, but well, Harvey went.
I saw that too late, but I wasn't going to trade anyway. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. Let's go. Let's go generic then. I'm going to go Backstreet. I want it that way.
Like we didn't know that.
Obviously, I mean, that was the first one.
I mean, it is what it is. All right.
Get your pen. Cross it off.
All right, Chris.
Okay. Well, again, it's Deb's list because she couldn't be here, and she picked Boys to Men, End of the Road.
I
love that song.
That's my second pick.
Questionable if that's a boy band, but okay.
Actually,
R&B quartet, but okay.
I have definitely on boy my band. List, so
definitely I didn't see band. Any qual any limitations on boy band
historian, but you know it's okay. They toured with them. It's okay. you know, they're right. Quite better than women, but
they toured with them, but they were not my
so you're gonna hate this thing because my yeah. definition of boy band is gonna be so different than yours. It's so quartet. Different. It's not,
are they synchronized dancing? Are they in teams? Okay. You know, okay. Stuff like that. But
so technical.
But yes. Well, I gotta go with the first boy band song that made me fall in love with Backstreet Boys. It's As Long As You Love Me. With the iconic cheer dance video.
I know they're here somewhere.
Okay. All right, Scoop.
All right. So a little story behind this one. I'm old. So in 1989, I went to the summer tour of the New Kids on the Block. The Right Stuff.
Nice.
Yes.
The Right Stuff.
Bang, and the bang. Only reason I like that song is because Weird Al did a version of The White Stuff.
Well, that was my first pick, and I love that song, so you should have left it for me.
Oh, well, sorry. This is my first time. Give me
what kind of guest is he, anyway?
Right? Who is this? Oh, wait a minute. That's me. All right.
Harvey's on you.
All right. There's a short story behind mine. I'm older than you.
Older than who?
Right? So, you better specify.
I went even older than you. Everybody who does the show knows I'm an old person and I prefer the old stuff. So I went with what I think is the greatest boy band of all time.
Jackson 5.
Whether they are the Jackson 5 or whether they are the Jacksons. By the way, you could switch off.
That's what I was thinking. It is.
Wow, sure. I Want You Back is my pick. Dang. Okay, I'm not going to speak a lot because Amanda doesn't want me to talk.
No, right. I'm sorry. I just knew that's the one you were going to take. I'm being mean. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. I didn't even have my. I had Jackson 5, but I didn't have that song on my list. So yeah.
I had both. So.
Well, right. Now I can't pick them anymore. So do what you.
All right,
that was
Amanda.
A good one, though. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I guess I'll take this before. Casey, you're like 5
Thank
minutes
you, Casey. After. Jesus.
I'm going to go with my favorite boy band besides New Kids on the Block. Come back around to them. NSYNC, It's Gonna Be Me.
Yep, there it is. Let me just cross that off.
It's gonna be.
My list is dwindling down.
It's gonna be me. All right. So first round is I Want It That Way by Backstreet, Boys to Men, End of the Road, Backstreet, As Long As You Love Me, New Kid on the Block, The Right Stuff, Jackson 5, I Want You Back, Instinct's Gonna Be Me. Amanda, round two.
Okay. I am gonna take.
By the way, DJ Scoop, that's how old I am. Just in case you weren't sure.
Yeah, you got me there. Yeah.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Tico, CJ. Oh my god.
Point. Okay, I'm gonna go with New Kids on the Block. I'll Be Loving You Forever.
Silence.
I don't care. I
everybody's busy someone. Crossing it off their list.
He was looking for it on the list.
Down. Yeah, there you go.
All right, Harvey.
My second favorite song. By
Hold on, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Harvey, I'm interrupting. Didn't we say we weren't repeating a boy band?
Right. So I can't do another Jackson 5 song.
Yeah, and I can do
Backstreet Boys. Can have two of the same band on the list. Not on my list, but in the whole
draft.
Oh, okay.
Yay, confusion.
Okay. Ouch. Ouch, my head.
So you can still pick New Kids on the Block, just not the one that I chose or the one Scoob chose.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, that'd be the case anyway. Oh, right. Good, good. All right. So I'm going New Kids on the Block also. And my favorite, the closest one to me that sounded like Jackson 5 and New Kids on the Block is Please Don't Go Girl. Is a phenomenal song.
Yes, I love that. Please don't go, girl.
I can't hit that octave.
Yeah, I can't either.
All right. Scoop.
Okay, so you're gonna love this. I like going a little bit obscure with there was a group you probably don't know them, you might have, called New Kids on the Block. And it consisted of 14 kids from The Simpsons. Do you remember this episode?
No.
They did a song called Sign Me Up. So Sign Me Up from New Kids on the Block. That's spelled B-L-E-C-C-H. Called Sign Me Up.
Okay.
Okay.
I am just weird that way. That's
nobody's gonna argue that.
Uh-huh. Think outside the box, baby. Think outside the box. I love it.
Or just getting started.
I'm scared for the picks that you're gonna steal one of mine. Oh god, I can feel it.
I'm mad at myself because I picked the wrong thing second, and I think Kendra's gonna take it next.
Kendra's on you.
Oh boy.
Let's see.
I'm gonna go with NSYNC's best song. It's not a single. It makes me ill. Listen to it. Haven't heard it. Ooh. Best song.
I like that one.
Should have been a single.
All right. Chris or Deb, whatever one you want to go.
It's Deb because I didn't.
We'll call it Clem.
Boy bands aren't my thing. Her next one in line was Busted. And it's called, if I wrote this down right, What I Go No School for?
It's what I go to school for.
Okay, whatever Kendra said, put that down for
that one.
All right, so it's on me. I don't give a damn what Kendra said. Definitely a boy band. I'm going Boys to Men. And I'll make love to you.
Nice.
The classic.
I'll make love to you. Sorry.
Everybody.
Round two is new kids. A lot of new kids on a new kids something. So
I knew it's something with that one. Come on, I was counting.
Me and Harvey got the love ballads though.
New kids on the block. I'll be loving you forever. New kids on the block. Block. Please don't go, girl. Please, kids on the block. Sign me up. NSYNC, make me ill. Busted, what I go to school for, and I'll make love to you by Boys and Men. So again, I don't care about votes right now. I'm just picking my favorites. I am going Drew Hill. Yeah, I'm going Black. Black. Yep. I'm going Drew Hill, Five Steps.
Fantastic song.
Drew Hill, Five Steps.
Very nice.
Definitely a boy band.
Definitely a boy band. They're like 50 years old.
They're 50 years old now.
They're the Backstreet Boys. They're still touring.
Yeah.
What did they say? Age is just a number thing? I don't know if you say that right. I don't know.
They're 50 years old now, but in the 90s, they're in their 20s. It's the same age as the age of a boy band. All right. Chris.
All right, well, she did not go Black. She went quite the opposite. It would be Hanson, Bob.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes, it
is. That was the one I thought Kendra was going to take before it got back to me, but Chris
gone. I don't consider them.
Yeah, because nobody else is boy band.
I don't know. I think they're more a band, but I could see it. I mean, they're integrity, but
they were boys.
They defined a boy band.
Thankfully, she didn't make the choice because we would have been in trouble.
All right, Kendra.
I always, if I can, go South Park. So I'm going to go Finger Bang with their hit song. Finger Bang. Yes! 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 Yes!
Oh. I think I just found my new best friend. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Great.
Hey, if we can do the Simpsons, we can do South Park.
Oh, my that is amazing. That's
amazing.
Oh, my goodness. There you go. Finger Bang Bang.
And that's a boy band.
It counts.
Oh, my God. All right. Scoop, it's on you. Damn. That was amazing.
I feel so much better about picking the Simpsons now. They're earlier. So I'm going. Let's see. I'm doing 98 Degrees. Nobody's picked anything from them yet. I do. Cherish you. Feel better, don't you? Yes. Okay. So don't ask me how I know this stuff.
Is it so-called I Do?
No idea how you know this.
Yeah, it's called I Do. And then Cherish You is in parentheses or some shit.
That's right.
I'll figure it out.
Harvey.
Now that DJ Scoob is in here, I had some random picks that I don't think are going to make it, so I'm going to take one of them now.
I can tell you Kendra's going to say they don't fit.
Yeah. Oh, no. No, this group is prototypical boy band. Mm-hmm. And I think we should do some math. You plus
me equals us.
Equals us.
I know my calculus. Oh my goodness.
That's not even their best song, man.
No, it really. I thought that was going to make it to the bench, but between Kendra and the DJ, I don't think it was going to come back around me. I had
Harvey,
favorite of theirs.
Who's what's the band's name? Because I know it's all
together with a T.
Together is the name of the band. Yeah.
With a T.
Together.
The rap in that.
Oh my goodness!
Fire.
I think I showed Emily that video like maybe a week or two ago just to laugh. It's just hilarious. All right, Amanda.
The movie, the series, so good.
It was really funny. It was.
Okay, I think that Kendra's probably going to say this doesn't count, so we'll get everybody's vote, but. Mm-hmm. Are we gonna count 112 as a boy band?
I got 112 on here.
I have them on my list too.
Then I'm going with Only You by 112.
If I could get 98 Degrees, you could have 112.
All right, so round number 3. Drew Hill, Five Steps, Handsome Mbop, Finger Bang, which probably be the best pick of the fucking of the drive.
He always does.
Yeah.
98 Degrees, I Do. Together, Calculus was another good pick, by the way. And 112, Only You. Amanda in round 4.
Okay. Oh. Meh. All right, I'm going to pick a very, very typical boy band, too. And I don't care what anybody says if they make fun of me. I love this song so much. I rock out to it. Best Song Ever by One Direction.
It's a good one.
All right, Harvey.
It's a banger.
It is a banger. my favorite song by NSYNC is actually Gone.
Is
an unwritten
it's gone now for sure.
Yeah,
definitely gone.
It's gone.
I knew if Harvey was picking NSYNC, that was the song.
That's when Justin, they knew they had to make other plans.
It was so.
All right, Scoop.
Okay. Hang on a second, because I was under, when we first started talking about this, I thought we're talking about like one band name and that's it. So I've been kind of doing this on the fly. So, okay. Would a group called Color Me Bad be considered a boy band?
Absolutely.
I adore you more. Yes.
Song is so sexy.
Called Adore Me More.
Yeah.
Adore Me More. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I could sing some of it, but you know.
On my list too.
All right. Kendra.
I gotta go with O Town Liquid Dreams.
Town.
I had O-Town, but that's not the one I had.
Ooh, did you have the ballad? Because it's a good one.
Maybe. We'll see.
I'll have that video too.
All right, Chris, or Deb, what do you want to call yourself right now?
Oh,
brother.
Kadeb.
Her next one, like Kadeb. Kadeb picked One Direction. Mm-hmm. What makes you beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
All right, and it's on me. Let's go old school. Let's go Jackson 5 ABC.
Nice.
A classic.
All right, so round four is One Direction Best Song Ever, NSYNC Gone, Color Me Bad, Adore Me More, Old Town Liquid Dreams, One Direction What Makes You Beautiful, and Jackson 5 ABC. All right, we are round five, and Scuba, if I didn't tell you, you get five picks in the bench, so it's like you get six picks, all
right? Right, yeah.
All right, so round number five. Let's go to New Edition, Can You Stand the Rain?
That is not the one I would have thought you would pick.
Mm. Well,
good song, though.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is.
No, it's not that it's not a good song. It's just not what I thought you would pick. But,
Deb from Spirit World. Spirit World. Deb.
From the Spirit World,
Deb.
She has picked Westlife, World of Our Own.
I love the UK boy band representation.
All right, Kendra.
I'm going the light funky ones, LFO Summer Girls.
Nice.
I wrote that on my list, but I was laughing the whole time I wrote it.
Mark it off.
What's name LFO. Of the people?
Summer Girls is the name Summer of the song.
LFO.
Terrible song. I'm just,
so good.
It's so catchy. It's so catchy.
One wish.
For the summer. For the summer. Oh, just
all right, Scoop.
Chinese food makes me sick.
You can keep going if you want to. I'm just
no, it's okay. Sorry. Drink.
Okay.
I do this every time we do songs. So cut me off.
Okay. So you're cut off. Okay. So this one is it's a little bit darker, but I really love this song because of the harmonizations. We're going to go Boys to Men, End of the Road.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, somebody picked that.
I'm fired.
Deb did that one.
Oh boy,
from the Spirit World.
Okay,
we're gonna let it slide.
No, I'll figure out. Let's do One Sweet Day. How about that?
Nice.
Okay, yeah. Do that one.
Oh, that sounds like a gut punch.
They are.
Yeah.
So, why somebody has to pick funeral song draft.
Yeah. All right, Harvey.
Thank you, CJ.
I still have a good amount of stuff here. I have to say it's not bad. I'm going to go with, let's go with Candy Girl by New Edition.
Nope. Oh. That's the one I thought. Surprised that one stuck around as long as it did.
I was going to take that because Dre didn't.
Like, I thought that's what he was going to pick.
Yeah.
I think that Can You Stand the Rain is a better song. No offense, Candy Girl. But
it's different. I feel like Candy Girl is boy band and Can You Stand the Rain is like middle aged band. Like, it's just different times in their lives.
All right. And Amanda.
Okay. I've decided to go off the wall for my last two picks. So for this pick, I will be going with Saturday Night by the Bay City Rollers. Okay. They count, right?
According to Google, they do.
Yes, they do.
Harvey at least has to know the Bay City Rollers. He's older than me.
I know exactly who they are. No, yeah. Harvey, at least. I was their producer. I know who they are.
All right. So round five is New Edition, Can You Stand the Rain, Westlife, A World of Our Own, LFO, Summer Girl, Boyz II Men, One Sweet Day, featuring Mariah Carey. With Mariah Carey, Candy Girl, New Edition, and Bay City Rollers, Saturday Night. All right, and Amanda, you got a bench.
Okay.
You're since welcome, other people, CJ.
I wasn't sure I was going to do a cartoon because I wasn't sure it was going to count, but we're saying it counts, so I am going with Christmas Don't Be Late by Alvin and the Chipmunks.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Monks.
Yeah.
The OG boy band.
Aww. I love that song.
I wish I would have thought of that.
Great one.
They have so many bangers.
Yeah.
I still want that hula hoop. Yeah.
Me too.
Oh.
We all do.
Harvey.
My bench will be best described by looking at my lunchbox.
Oh! Woo!
Nice.
Which one?
I am going with Hold Me by Menudo.
Nice. I can't believe you have a Menudo lunchbox. That's amazing.
Somebody got me this for my birthday like 10, 15 years ago. Hold on. I have to open it.
Is the sandwich still in there?
No. But look at that.
Oh, the thermos. You got the thermos.
The thermos.
And then what's awesome. Best is what was included Bloody. In the box. Look at that.
Oh, now. That actually might be worth something right there.
Not anymore.
Read it too many
times. I was like, whoa, this is so cool. Yes, I enjoyed Minota growing up. I didn't tell anybody.
No, nobody did.
That's not everybody the case anymore. That's told anyone. Sure.
Hey, don't you be ashamed. You
no, know, back it was back then. You know, now I walk around my lunchbox proud. Proud.
Proud.
All right. Scoop.
All right. Going with a group from my time, REM, Losing My Religion.
It's like a band.
Does that count? According to Google, it counts. I don't know.
I mean, they're all
a boy band. They're like an alternative rock band.
I mean, Google did have REM in the top 100 boy bands. Well, top 50 boy bands. So I'm going to give it to them.
But
dude, that's their best song.
How about this one though? How about the Monkees? We call the Monkees a boy band.
Absolutely.
Oh definitely.
Sleepy Jean.
Yes.
Okay. Cheer
called
up, Sleepy Jean.
Daydream Believer.
Daydream, thank you. Yes, Daydream Believer. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Okay, now you need to cut us off.
Yeah.
And she's the one drinking. I haven't had anything tonight. So, you know.
I'm going to go with B2K's Bump Bump Bump.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh,
so
I wrote that one down. Okay.
I wasn't
sure. You still have one song left that I'm surprised you haven't picked. And if you don't pick it, I'm going to be disappointed in you because you love this song.
I love a lot of songs.
Boom, boom, boom.
All right. Deb, from the other side.
That's right. Poor girl has to work in the morning. I mean,
right.
Okay. I'm actually going to jump off her list. She had something else, but I'm going to go Belle Biv DeVoe, Poison.
Nice.
That's a good pick. Yep.
Can't trust a big butt and a smile.
Never.
Nope. Never.
Living proof.
All right. So there's a lot here.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's really a lot here. Because I was going to go old school and I'm going to go to the Temptations. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's definitely a boy band for old people. But if I can go with Aisha, another bad creation.
ABC.
Those are not the ones I'm thinking.
Shy, If I Ever Fall in Love. But if I wanted to just just have fun, I'm gonna go Tony Tony Tone Feels Good.
Nice.
Tony Tone Feels Good. That's where I'm gonna go.
I thought for sure you were gonna pick Candy Rain.
I had it on the list. I had So For Real on my list. But yeah, but
I almost it picked feels it, good.
Two different songs. Candy
melody going.
All right. So here's our rosters. Myself, Backstreet Boys, That Way, I Will Make Love to You, Boys and Men, Drew Hill, Five Steps, Jackson's ABC, New Edition, Can You Stand the Rain, and Tony Tone Feels Good. Deb via Chris, Boys and Men, End of the Road, Busted, What I Go to School For, Handsome Mbop, One Direction, You're Beautiful, Westlife, A World of Your Own, and Bell by the Bell, Poison. Kendra, Backstreet, As Long as You Love Me, NSYNC, Make Me Ill, finger bang, which is a chef's kiss right there. Old Town Liquid Dream, LFO, Summer Girl, and B2K, Bump, Bump, Bump. Scoop, New Kids on the Block, The Right Stuff. New Kids on the Bleak, Black, was Sign Me Up. Sign Me Up. 98 Degrees, I Do, Color Me Bad, Dormi Amor, Boys to Men, One Sweet Day, and The Monkees, Dream Day Believer. Harvey, Jackson 5, I Want You Back, New Kids on the Block, Please Don't Go Girl, Together
Calculus. I'm going to say Black.
Together Calculus, NSYNC Gone, Candy Girl by New Edition. Edition. And hold me by, I said the word.
Menudo.
Never heard of
Menudo. You never heard of Menudo? Oh,
wow.
No.
You live with anybody brown?
I do. I'm from Philly. The boy bands I had to hear is from TV shows. All this all rap all the time. So, anyway, Amanda, NSYNC, gonna be me. New Kids on the Block, I'll Be Loving You Forever. 112, Only You. One Direction, Best Song Ever. Bay City Roller, Saturday Night. And Christmas, Don't Be Late by Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Nice.
A great pick, by the way.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, but so that was our boy band song picks. Please vote. The rosters will be out soon. I want to thank Amanda, who's probably bouncing a little bit, but she does the roster. So thank you, right, Amanda. She'll be right back. However, though, we will go on to say who won last week's drafts. Last week's drafts was 90. No, it's just a lie. It was old people workout songs. And third place was Kendra, second place was Harvey, and first place was Amanda.
I think she heard.
I think she heard it too. And then we did Chappelle Show skits. And tied for third was myself and Harvey. First place was CJ. Second place was CJ, and first place was Kendra.
Which I'd like to thank the Academy.
Look, it's a bill.
And I'm so excited.
Bubblehead bill.
Yes, I've had this since maybe I was 13. And he went to college and everything with me. Is one of my favorites.
Well, next week we'll be doing inspirational female movie characters and what we think are the worst movies ever.
Oh, I gotta be a part of that.
Oh, that's gonna be fun. Huh?
That's gonna be awesome.
Worst movies ever. And God knows true, we already got the draft. Listen, Harvey, I would trade you any first round pick for that first pick. So I can trash on this anyway.
How will that be different from any other conversation we have?
I'm doing stuff on traffic.
My old bad movies are my specialty. My 100% specialty. I own most of them.
All right. So now we are going to do old school cartoons. And here is the order. Harvey's first, then Kendra, then myself, then Amanda, then Scoob, and then Chris. All right.
Cam didn't make it.
Cam couldn't make it. She texted me. She said she couldn't make it. It's okay.
But we said hi.
Oh, she actually is listening. She couldn't make it, but she said this. However, though, we're going to start. All right, Harvey, you're first. Old school cartoons.
My favorite cartoon of the 80s. The best one.
Sorry. The parameters are, it has to be 1990 and older. Okay.
1990
is
a long time ago.
For some people.
I mean that's 30 plus years. So, I mean.
Get off my lawn.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Harvey's on
my favorite cartoon of the 80s, the only one that mattered. Well, no, not true. Let's start off big and let's go with the Thundercats.
Damn.
Right off the bat, baby. The one, the only. I own the box set. I've got every episode.
Scoob, Steve, damn you.
All right. Kendra.
Well, they made it into my favorite movie of last year, Chip and Dale.
Oh, I had that one. I love Chip and Dale.
Me too.
I have that tattoo.
Oh,
nice. I love Chip and Dale.
So, this is me pandering for votes. I'm not gonna lie. I do not like this cartoon that much. But people love it, and I'm pretty sure that I'll get some kind of votes. Where I'm going to Simpsons.
It's amazing how the Simpsons actually fit into the bracket because they've been going on for so gosh darn long.
Barely, though. I think it started in 89.
Yeah. I think they started It was 89 or 90? 89.
89,
huh? It's
89, yeah.
All right. Amanda.
All right. Since Harvey took Thundercats, I think I'm going to go with DuckTales.
Woo woo!
Oh, another good.
That's like an instant thing. Yeah. If you hear DuckTales, you have to go woo woo.
So got a truth. Like most of these, I'm going to be singing the theme song. Like it is what it is. These are fire theme songs.
Yeah.
All right, Scoop.
Well, I think it's obvious who my first pick is going to be.
Yeah.
Right? Scooby Doo, where are you?
Where are you?
Scooby Doo.
Where the fuck are you? We need some
work
to do now.
Right. Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now.
Yeah, we had a lot of remixes to that song.
You know what? I'm gonna make a playlist for these songs too.
Oh, nice.
I think we should. Nice.
They're great songs.
Make sure you put it on your Spotify list.
I will.
Yeah.
All right. Chris.
Well, I am surprised nobody took this, but it's a classic because I'm quite sure I'm older than Harvey. It's the Flintstones.
It's definitely on the list.
All right.
So first round, Thundercats, Chippendales, The Simpsons, DuckTales, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? And The Flintstones. All right. Chris, round two.
I did like these guys, but I was a little old, so I didn't watch them too much. But I know a lot of people really like this one. I'm going Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh,
yeah. That wasn't going to make it around the turn.
No,
That wasn't coming back. No.
All right, Scoop.
My next one's one of my favorites and definitely probably the one most violent at the time, Tom and Jerry.
Oh. Yes.
All right, Amanda.
Okay. I'm going to go with Looney Tunes.
Oh, come on. You know that one was going to last very long.
Oh, yeah.
Love me some Bugs Bunny.
Right, I like Gossamer. Do you know who Gossamer is? Does anybody know who Gossamer is?
Is it Elliot?
Who Gossett?
Gossamer. No.
Is the orange guy?
It's the giant orange hairball guy that runs around. Yeah.
I thought it was one. Is it two? I thought it was one episode.
There was two. Yeah.
We had two episodes.
I love
it. You see, he's like famous for it, and yet he was really only in two episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
I love my some obscure cartoons.
I am going to go the Jetsons here.
Oh, that was my number two.
Good one.
Thanks, Dre.
You're welcome. Very welcome. Okay. Kendra's on you.
I'm going with they have the best theme song, Gummy Bears.
Gummy yes. Bears bounce. That's on my playlist.
Hard on that theme song, like.
one of the first times I had Kendra doing a bracket, she said that they shouldn't went so hard for some damn bears, and they made me like almost.
They put their heart into that. I respect it.
All right, Harvey.
Yeah, you guys are staying away from my picks, which is making me happy. This is good. So let's go with He-Man.
Oh, I knew it.
Nice. Okay. That was...
All right. So to the universe. Round two. Team Mutant Ninja Turtles, Tom and Jerry, Looney Tunes, the Jetsons, Gummy Bears, and He-Man. Round three, Harvey.
Round three. I don't know. I'm just going to stick with this decade because this is where I had my most fun. Let's go Voltron.
Mm. Yeah. Oh,
Voltron.
Oh, that was one of my favorites. But it had to be the Lions.
Yes.
It could not be a bunch of cars or anything like that. It had to be the five Lions.
OG or that's – yeah, that's –
yeah. All right. Kendra.
I loved rodents, so I'm going to stick with that. I'm going Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, you jerk.
You jerk.
Can we have Alvin and the Chipmunks at two brackets at the same time there? Because we just
at
had
it. So. Yeah.
I was going to pick it next, actually.
The Chipettes are really the banger of them.
Yeah. When they sing Britney Spears in that movie.
Oh, those movies are so good.
Those movies are amazing. Sorry.
They were.
Do I really want to get that now?
Yeah, do it. Might as well do it.
I know for a fact you won't do it. So
is it what is it? The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air cartoon? Is
it? Oh my god! Is that a cartoon?
keep that.
Let's go, Inspector Gadget.
No.
Yeah. What'd you think about Matthew Broderick doing that?
That could be in next week's draft.
Let's not talk about that disaster of a movie.
Oh, okay. All right.
How funny would that have been if Jim Carrey had done it, though? He would have been completely over the top. He'd have been a mess, but it would have been hilarious. It would have been hilarious.
All right, Amanda.
Okay, I'm going to go with one of my all-time favorite cartoons that I would still watch if it was on now. Gem and the Holograms.
Oh, I thought that might last. It's good.
I wanted to be Gem so freaking bad.
I have to send you this cosplay I saw at LA Comic Con 1 year. She was perfect, but she was the Misfits. But still.
Does anybody remember the boy band that was kind of against Gem? I think it's the right show. Was the group Go Du Jour? Does anybody remember? Oh, I think they were in the.
Doesn't Josie and the Pussycat?
Movie? Oh, wrong. So okay, sorry about that. I almost picked them for the other podcast. I always picked them for the other list. I was gonna do that. I like Backdoor Lover is a great song.
Josie the Pussycat. That's
DJ Scoop.
I'm gonna go with one of my favorite ones growing up that actually taught me a lot about growing up and how to be who I am, and that would be Fat Albert.
Nice.
Good pick. Good pick.
I have that one too.
I thought you were gonna say something else.
What did you think I was gonna say?
I can't say it. Don't worry, okay. Somebody's gonna say
gonna
it.
Gonna
soon.
Be able to. Say it right.
Somebody's gonna say it soon.
Chris.
All right. My list is so ridiculously long. I think. Do I want to go votes or true?
That's the dilemma of the week every week, Chris.
It is.
Oh boy.
You know, I'm gonna go. Oh, you know what? I'm next. I'm first next time, so I'll do both. I'll go Super Friends.
Ooh. Nice.
Good one.
Well played.
Round three, Voltron, Alvin and Chipmunks, Inspector Gadget, Jim and the Holograms, Fat Albert, and Super Friends. Chris, it's on you. Round four.
I'm going to go for the vote this time. Mm-hmm. And because I love Super Friends, but I didn't, I'm getting too old. Transformers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. I didn't expect that to last that long.
I didn't
there's so many great cartoons. I mean, anything.
Yes.
Yes. So many.
All right, Scoop.
All right, so I really did some serious thinking about this one, and I thought all the way back to the very first cartoon I could remember actually watching for the first time when I was 6 years old, called Benny and Cecil. Now, Benny and Cecil is a cartoon about a young boy and a sea monster that he found and befriended behind adventures with. It's like pretty old. Google it. I don't care if you vote for it or not. I'm going for that because it's the oldest one I could think of growing up.
Okay. Amanda.
Good one. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I got to pick this one because it's based off one of my favorite movies of all time, and I think I'm just going to stay in the 80s anyway. I'm going with The Real Ghostbusters.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Not the fake ones, but the real ones.
I don't know why it was called The Real Ghostbusters. But
because it did come after the movie, so how is that possible?
I'm going Hong Kong Phooey.
Oh, I had that on my list too. Yeah, that's a good one. Hong Kong Phooey. Hong Kong Phooey.
Great song. Super guy. Great song.
It really is. All right, Kendra.
Another Fire theme song, Muppet Babies.
Muppet Babies.
I love adventure. I love romance. I like that dog.
Kendra, you're breaking my heart. I was hoping that would last longer.
I got a small list. We cut it off at 1990s.
So. All right, Harvey.
No Rugrats.
Right.
I got a few. I got back to back picks. Did anybody take My Little Pony?
Nope.
My Little Pony.
I'm the brony.
I'm proud to say I am a brony.
The documentary. Wild.
Oh, that was great, wasn't it?
It was good.
That was a good one. Yeah. All right.
Round four, the Transformer, Benny and Cecil. The Real Ghostbusters, Hong Kong Phooey, Muppet Babies, and My Little Pony. Harvey, round five.
Round five, let's go with the always reliable Smurfs.
Oh. Yay!
All right, that changed what I'm doing.
Kendra.
I wore these VHS tapes out, and then my mom let my cousin borrow them and I never got them back. I still hold a grudge against my aunt. Pound Puppies.
I used to have one of those.
You're taking all my picks.
Oh my goodness. All right. So me, round five. I can't too bad I can't pick this because I'm not gonna be there. Listen, Scooby-Doo is my favorite Scooby-Doo is my favorite cartoon of all time, God's truth. Outside of the Boondocks. So I got to go to a pup named Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah.
I love a pup. I mean, so many people hate Scrappy. I love Scrappy.
Yeah. Scrappy-Doo's cute.
Red Herring was awesome. I think he was my favorite character of the whole thing because he just, like, everybody blamed him for everything. Everything. He's just so misunderstood.
So. Did a pup named Scooby-Doo come out in that whole time that everybody was becoming babies, like Muppet Babies and a whole bunch of others? Yeah, same time, right?
Just definitely jumped on that bandwagon.
Mm-hmm. All right, Amanda.
I want Muppet Babies.
Well, you can't have it.
It's not fair. I'm going to go with Garfield and Friends.
Yes.
Love me some Garfield.
I was just thinking about that too. I love that. I actually have that on DVD. I have all the episodes. It's amazing. I love it.
Garfield's my spirit animal.
I hate Mondays. So I'm actually surprised this lasted this long unless I misheard anything like in the last round, but nobody picked G.I. Joe.
Oh, no, I thought that might make it back to me. Great pick.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
And I got a whole museum right up the street from my house. I have a whole museum that's devoted to G.I. Joe and their figurines.
Oh, nice. That's
fun.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Oh, nice. Chris?
All right. I think I'm going to go with... It was a classic. I mean, it was always on in the afternoon. I'll go Yogi Bear.
Nice. Hey, boo boo. Gotta get that pick and egg basket.
Get the pick and egg basket. Speaking of that,
I don't think Mr. Ranger would like that too much, Yogi.
So, Chris, I literally just watched the live action version of Yogi Bear. Cocaine Bear. She was amazing. Kendra was right. Kendra was right. Like, that movie is amazing.
Best picture.
Round five. Smurfs, Pound Puppies, A Puppy Man, Scooby-Doo, Garfield and Friends, G.I. Joe, and Yogi Bear. Chris, you got one more pick. It is your bench.
All right. I'm going to go with an obscure one. I think it's obscure, but I used to love it. I always wanted to be the girl in the episode, and I don't really remember. It's called Battle of the Planets. Anyone remember it?
That is obscure.
Yeah. Well, where I lived, it was on TV every afternoon, but...
All right.
I think it's the late 70s.
Scoob is on you, and if you don't pick this, then I definitely will get it. So I'm okay.
I'm probably not gonna pick it. So okay. I actually have a whole lot more here. I went kind of crazy because you know, cartoons and all. I think we're gonna go with Captain Caveman.
Yep, that was on mine.
Good pick.
Yes. All right. A couple more, but that's pretty much it.
I got about 80 more.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's no lack of choices here.
Amanda's on you.
Okay. I'm stuck between two really great choices.
Big one of them.
Thank you for that lovely advice.
Glad I could help.
All right, I'm going with the Pink Panther.
I used to play that with my trombone.
Best theme song.
Nice. Yeah. This is really pandering for nerd and anime votes. Just going with one of the oldest anime people know. I'm going Dragon Ball Z here.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z here. All right.
That's what you get, fangirl.
Can I start a debate here real quick?
I don't want anime is ugh. No.
Oh, I thought you were
no.
Not for me. It's not for, except Sailor Moon.
For everybody loves Sailor Moon. You don't matter who you are, you love Sailor Moon. But listen, I love anime. Me personally, I watch anime all the time.
Black people love anime.
Yeah, 100% true.
Black people. Yeah.
My daughter, I like anime.
However, I will say this though: if Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball, is not one of the worst movies of all time, next draft next week, we're going to draft over. Somebody's going to pick that horrible debauchery of a fucking movie. Anyway.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, don't. Do not.
I like Kendra's it. No, I'm just kidding.
definitely not invited back.
Come on.
One and done, Scoop. Sorry.
All right. Kendra's on you.
I'm going to go with someone I had a crush on in the movie, and then he got a, cartoon, Beetlejuice.
Yeah. So. Do you know they're working on a Beetlejuice 2 right now?
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Oh. Or Jenna Ortega.
I'm kind of excited about it.
See, Jenna, listen, little Miss Ortega is doing some wonderful things right now, so.
Yeah. She's doing Aubrey Plaza 2.0.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that. She's doing amazing stuff. If you haven't seen The Fallout, and if you're a crier, you're going to cry. I mean,
bring an entire box of tissues for that.
That movie is super sad. Fallout? Oh, my goodness.
It's about school shooting.
Bring the whole roll of paper towels.
Yeah, it's about the people that survive aspect of the school shootings. Oh my goodness! The first time I seen her Miss Ortega act, and she killed that role. So good job to her. All right, Harvey, you get the very, very last pick.
Did Kendra go?
Don't blow it. Come on.
Yeah, she did.
That's a good one. Juice.
Oh yeah, sorry, my bad.
Okay, yeah, I'm between two, and I'm like, do I pick my favorite? Do I pick? I'm gonna pick what I loved. I don't know. I'm gonna end it with Centurion. That was one of my favorite cartoons. I love Centurions. So that's it.
Nice. Centurions.
I was going to either pick choice? That. Mr. T. Did anybody watch it? It was Mr. T and a bunch of gymnasts.
I remember that.
That I was struggling with was Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. Yeah, I was
thinking. Somebody would pick Underdog. Too.
Underdog.
The Adventures of Teddy Ruxpin, anyone?
That was a good one. Did anybody think about Speed Buggy?
Oh, I forgot.
I don't know that one. The
Speed Buggy. What about Quick Cabbage Patch Kids? Did they have a cartoon?
They had to have a cartoon.
I feel like they did.
I only have five left. Popeye the Sailor Man, Woody Woodpecker, Top Cat, George of the Jungle, and Quick Draw McGraw.
I have Woody Woodpecker.
Mm-hmm. Classic. All right.
So here's our rosters. Harvey, Thundercats, He-Man, Voltron, Milk, My Little Pony, Smurf, and Centurions.
Yep. You got it.
All right. Kendra, Chippendale, Gummy Bears, Alvin the Chipmunks, Muppet Babies, Pound Puppies, and Beetlejuice. So, The Simpsons, The Jetsons, Inspector Gadget, Hong Kong Fooey, A Pup Named Scooby-Doo, and Dragon Ball Z. Amanda, DuckTales, Looney Tunes, Jim and the Holograms, The Real Ghostbusters, Garfield and Friends, The Pink Panther Show. Who? Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
Tom and Jerry. Oh, sorry.
Tom and Jerry, Pat Albert, Benny and Cecil, G.I. Joe, and Captain Caveman. And Chris, The Flintstones, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Super Friends, The Transformers, Yogi Bear, and the Battle of the Planets. I think the Super Friends pick is my favorite pick of this whole thing.
That was a great one.
That is true.
Yeah. That was a great cartoon.
So again, we want to have everyone go out and vote. And again, special thanks to Amanda who does the art for those. They'll be out soon. And yeah, next week we'll be doing inspirational female movie characters and the worst movie ever. And even if I don't get that movie, I am going to crash that movie. And I'll wait till next week. And I know Minnie's starting to. I see her. I can feel her energy. She's going to say she hates me right now. I don't give a damn. I'm going to trash that fucking movie.
I don't care what you think.
By the way, just so we're clear, it's fictional female movie characters. It's fictional.
Okay. Yeah, so it can't be like Aaron Brockovich or like, you know, Katherine Johnson or like whatever. They have to be fictional.
With that being said, let's say goodbye, starting with that guy.
It's me.
That's you.
Right. Well, this was fun. And I think I say this every week. If I don't win both of these, it just shows that this show is rigged. A black man can't even win this, and I'm one of the black men. Just wait, forget
that. Oh, for fuck's sake, you've won more than any other black person here.
No, that's not true. DeAndre's won more than me.
No, I haven't.
I don't think so.
You have. D, I've won twice, I think.
Okay, no, that's a bullshit lie. And I don't delete these, so I can add them up if you want me to.
You should do that, like, okay. And put it because yeah. Right. Either way, right. Okay. Right, I still think I'm right, but either way, this was fun. Good list. Of course, you see the merch, an evening at the movies. Our boy. Get better soon. We can't wait to see you. I need somebody to make fun of. So get back soon, Casey. I, of course, am the host of Men Are the Prize, the podcast. It's an open space for men to be open, vulnerable, emotional. We talk about stuff. Cry if you want to. Open up. Let everybody know what's going on because it's okay at Men Are the Prize. You can find that podcast at harveylaguerre.com. Also, I am the co-host with the Hot Wife Carice of Love is Black podcast. You can find that podcast at loveisblackpodcast.com. Relationships in the culture. We talk about all the good stuff and all the bad stuff, and we do it respectfully and with love. And I'm just proud to be part of this group of just fun podcasters, and we talk about a little bit of everything, so you know what to do. I did not make these rankings. podcastnetwork.com. That's what we do. And I'm done.
Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. So I'm Kendra, the host of Crushgasm, the podcast dedicated to crushes, all different kinds. But we're still crushing on the 90s right now. And this week we have 1998, where we discuss why Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman was even a show. That's crazy, right? And then 1999, we're going to be ranking the leading men of teen movies because it was like a teen movie renaissance that year. And, you know, other stuff coming up, like my 100th episode, where we're crushing on nostalgia as an idea. But, yeah, check it out, crushgasmpodcast.com. Yay. And Harvey will be on soon. It's a wonderful conversation.
Wasn't Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, it was like a a watered down Touch My Angel.
Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman was like a pioneer woman, and she was the doctor, and it was like Little House on the Prairie. But it's like, if you like Ray Drummond from Food Network, you probably watched Dr. Quinn in the 90s.
I did not. But, okay.
James Beaver, who has aged exceptionally well, by the way. Hi, I'm Amanda, host of The Simplest, which is a top five podcast that most everybody on the show except the guests have, actually everybody except the guests have been on. I also co-host An Evening at the Movies with Casey, Get Better Soon, Buddy. And then I also co-host Crime Rewind with my friend Shanna, where we revisit cold cases and try to bring new light to those. So you can find most of those shows at IDNMTRpodcastnetwork.com.
Yay!
Yeah, good job.
You actually said it better than Harvey. There you go.
Thank you very much.
My turn? All right. I'm Chris, and I'm half of Today We Laughed and Learned. I share my show with my friend Deb. We're just like two friends. We want to learn more, but we, well, to be honest, we're lazy. So we created a podcast where we would surprise each other every week with a random odd topic. And we research it, and we talk candidly about it. And it's pretty funny. We have a good time. So it's Today We Laughed and Learned. We're at, you know, Spotify, Anchor, all those things.
Well, listen, we want to thank Chris, especially Chris. It was 3 o'clock over the pond, and definitely 4:30. So, listen, hope you get the much sleep as possible, and thank you for coming on. All right,
my pleasure. Thank you so much. Love all you guys. Love coming on.
Yay!
And our guests, our other guests.
Oh, it's my turn. My turn. Yes. Okay, wait. I got something for you guys. See my tie here.
Oh. I can't play.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am DJ Scoob, the guy in the piano tie. I am the host of Undiscovered Entrepreneur, where we talk to brand new entrepreneurs that are just getting started in their business and get their experiences and let you all know that you're not the only ones that actually are taking this adventure. We all learn from each other, and we just try to explore and try to make, you know, sense of all this weird stuff that's happening when we're trying to start a brand new business. You can reach me at uepodcast.net. I also am the got my own business right now called Doing It Today Coaching. So if you want a new brand new coach, you can definitely look me up there at doingittodaycoaching@gmail.com and get a hold of me if you want to be on my show if you're less than a year in their business.
Sweet.
Thank you, Scoob. So
you're welcome.
this was fun. Like I said before, we do have two new drafts for you next week, and we are out.
Bye.
Get better, Casey.